I guess we're all going to have to buy guns. This is Dave Ross. By now, I'm sure all of you have read Wayne LaPierre's latest commentary, where he again promises to fight any efforts at expanding gun control, then goes on to encourage law-abiding Americans to arm themselves. It's survival, he says, so you can defend yourself in the event of hurricanes, tornadoes, riots, terrorists, or criminals creating chaos. He does not mention what a lot of gun owners mention, protecting yourself from the government. In fact, he says this is not about a confrontation with the government. This is about those times when the government isn't there or simply doesn't show up in time. And I can see why he'd back off on the anti-government stuff. I think we found out this week what happens when even a well-armed and highly trained marksman takes on the government.
Guys down!
So the theme now from the gun rights lobby is forget universal background checks. What America needs is universal firearm ownership for when the social order breaks down. Apparently because there isn't enough government to keep it together. And he's right. Universal background checks will not solve the problem because this country is full of people whose mental illness has gone unrecorded and untreated, as well as law-abiding citizens with perfectly clean records who won't snap until the day they're fired, which tells me that about the only thing that can save us now is universal mellowness. We need a universal mellowness check. In fact, I think this latest NRA manifesto is probably the best argument yet for the federal government to legalize pot, and not only legalize it, but require that everyone smoke some the minute they get off work. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.